Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a great week. Today, Paul and I are going to talk about this terrible kind of debt called student loan debt, and what many of you may be doing with that student loan debt, and maybe a better alternative than what you're currently doing with that. What'd you think about this talk, Paul? You're the one that thought of this topic.
Yeah, I'm pretty passionate about not giving the banks or finance companies extra money or money faster than they're asking you to do it. So there's a better place to put it. It's where we put our money first before it goes and does something else. Also, listen all the way through to the end if this student loan thing interests you, because we drop a little nugget. You might be able to, there might be a way to eliminate, a creative way to eliminate your debt, just better than you're doing now. So if that's you, if you have $30,000 to $40,000 of student loan debt, you know, reach out to us and we may be able to put you in touch with somebody that can help you.
All right. Enjoy, everybody.
Hey, I'm Dave.
And I'm Paul.
And this is the Wealth Warehouse Podcast.
All right. Well, happy mid-December, Paul. It's almost Christmas, man. You got all your shopping done?
I'm sitting in my shopping, I think.
You're sitting in your shopping. What does that mean? Your furniture?
Like my house.
Oh, yeah.
This is the gift that keeps on giving the year-round clock.
I don't think the kids are going to be too happy with only getting furniture for the house.
No, they've got some stuff. Tammy and I are, you know, going to do like a dinner or something.
That was her idea. Let's not exchange gifts this year. Let's just go to dinner or something. And I was like,
oh, really?
Done. Dude, that makes the holiday season so much less stressful. That's what we're doing this year, is we're going to Cancun as a family after Christmas.
Yeah. Create some memories.
Yeah. I mean, because if you ask the kids, what'd you get for Christmas last year? They have no clue. They don't remember a thing. But I guarantee this vacation they'll remember for the rest of their lives, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So, but, you know, we're going to get them all like a carry-on bag and some swimming trunks and sandals or something like that.
Oh, I got a nice carry-on bag. It's called Half Day. Have you seen these things? There's like ads on Instagram.
Are we doing advertisements now? Do we have an affiliate link for Half Day?
No, but maybe we should. I gotta show you this bag after. It's phenomenal.
Well, it's probably more expensive than I'm gonna spend on the kids.
Yeah, but I mean for you and Hannah, I mean.
Yeah. Well, we've got matching carry-ons, of course.
Oh, you know, of course.
They're matching. So I got a funny story. So my I've been in this football, pick league, whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody put it together. It's like 50 people in this league. And every week you just pick the winners and losers and rank them top to bottom, and you get points, you know, based on where you rank them. And I've never even come close to breaking the top 10. So this week, like on Thursday, I just had my 8-year-old daughter. I said, Alice, hey, come here and pick all the winners for me. And she just picked based off the logos. I finished first. I just won $90. So I'm splitting it with her. Yesterday she called me on the phone, on her mom's phone on the way home from school, and she's like, where's my money? So I owe her $45.
Oh man. But that's great. Imagine.
Yeah. I know, right? 8-year-old knows more about football than me.
What was the highest you had placed?
Oh man, I wasn't even keeping track. Probably in the 20s.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Like really bad. So but no, we nailed, we beat everybody. The closest person was like 20 points behind us.
Wow.
This time. So that was fun.
Let's just believe it. That's great.
Yeah. So she's picking all of them from now on. All right, man. Well, let's get talking.
Yeah. So, this is a good subject. It's one that often I get annoyed by these people.
And what people are those, Paul? Who grinds your gears?
People that, you know, we're talking and I will say the people that do listen and do and say, wow, Paul, that makes a lot more sense. I've never heard it put that way. But anyway, we're talking about people that pay extra on, well, in this case, we're going to talk about student loans.
Okay.
Right. And I say, listen, you are giving up the earning potential of all those extra dollars. The minimum payment you got to make. Got it. Right. It's going to take you whatever, 15, 20, you're going to pay it off in your mid-40s, right? Fine. Who cares? But take all the extra money that you have available and put that somewhere where it's going to earn for you forever.
Yeah.
And some people are like, hey, I don't want to do that. And it's just, it boggles my mind. It makes sense to me. I know it makes sense to us. And I like it when it makes sense to people where they have that kind of light bulb moment. Like, yeah, why? I need to prioritize my own capital, Paul. That, you are right. That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
But these other people that just stubborn, nope, I'm going to, it's that Dave Ramsey poor mindset.
It's a poor mindset. That's what it is. And people, most people grow up with a poor mindset without even knowing it. I mean, I certainly did.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I used to think like this. And then we never arrive in knowledge. I did some reading. I read this book. I read many other books. I started to think differently. And here I am, right? I've got way more liquidity than I ever have had in my entire life when I was being advised to max my 401k and max my IRA and put very little money towards, some sort of liquid asset. It was all money under management and I had very little liquidity. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could get into a whole conversation about college and whether it's a scam or not. And if it's intentional that they're putting you in chains from the very day you graduate college, you're in chains. And the only way to break from those chains is to go be an employee and work your 40, 50 hours a week and live that life that, that your parents certainly didn't enjoy. If you saw them living that life, they didn't really like it, but that's what everybody's been trained to do. And then you become a prisoner. And then the only way to get by is to use a credit card and start racking up the bills. Because frankly, you don't make enough money as a college grad to live on your own. So you have two choices, rack up debt or go live with your parents. So, it keeps you in bondage one way or another. You're either under your parents' roof or you're under the bondage of the bankers.
Yeah. And I watched this guy. I think his name is Scott Galloway. He's like this bald guy with glasses, I would say he's politically to the left a little bit, but he says some reasonable things. And he addresses a lot of, young male issues that, in America or whatever. But he talks about student loans, he talks about debt, he talks about all these other things. But none of these influencers, I would say, talk about the fundamental problem of undercapitalization, generational undercapitalization.
Yeah.
Right. Paying off the house as soon as possible. That was our parents' generation, grandparents' generation, right? That's my biggest investment as a typical American back then was my home.
Mm-hmm.
Which of course, home is not, it can be, if it appreciates and whatever, and you sell it and maybe downsize or something. Okay. Maybe it was a decent investment, but what was the rate of return on it? After maintenance and all it wasn't much,
right? All the cost of ownership, everything included.
Yeah.
It wasn't that much. You could probably do better elsewhere.
Yeah.
But sure. The fact is you got to live somewhere. So you're either paying rent or you're paying a mortgage.
Yeah. I'd much rather pay a mortgage.
Me too. Some people would disagree. And I think there's an argument for saying it's probably better to rent. But I think emotionally, like for a family, I don't think, if we just rented, it probably wouldn't quite feel like ours, cause it's not.
Right.
So, yeah. So anyway, you get, people graduating from college. Here, some of the stats, the average federal student loan debt for borrowers aged 35 to 49, which is probably our main listening demographic here, is $44,000 per borrower. When you look at most households and you got two college grads within the household, you're talking close to $90,000 per household is the average debt between 35 and 49 years old.
Yeah. So crazy. They're just about paying it off when maybe mom is going back into the workforce because the kids are in middle school or high school by the, mid 30s, late 30s, early 40s or whatever, probably early 40s, yeah. Mid 40s. And then, and dad is, paying his off around the same time and they're, seemingly making the most money they've ever made, but they've been paying on this thing for 20 years on their undergrad plus, you know, and you know, a few more years or a few less years on their master's degree, let's say if they have one of those, or, yeah, you know, if you're a doctor or a lawyer and beyond. So, but my goodness, but most of them, and pretty much everyone I've talked to that has student loans, and we still meet with people all the time that have student loan debt, they are throwing an extra $500 to $1,000 to $1,500 a month against that loan, and have been doing so for years.
Okay. So what do you propose as a better alternative?
Yeah, well, we showed it on one of our earlier episodes when we were talking between the 15 and 30-year mortgage and how a 30-year mortgage is actually, it is better when you consider the liquidity. And but I would, what I would do is I would prioritize those dollars and make those dollars that I'm paying extra on. So let's say it was $1,500 a month, it's $18,000 a year, I think, right? I would take that and I would start capitalizing a whole life policy or a series of whole life policies, maybe one on me, one on her. If it's both of you paying an extra $1,500, okay, there it is. There's your premium. And I would make the minimum payment on that student loan debt. I would just keep paying the minimum payment. Yep, it's going to take you longer to pay it off. Yep, you're going to pay more interest.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also going to maintain control and use of those other dollars, that $18,000 a year in this scenario, for the rest of your life. And at some point, the amount of cash value of access to in your policy is going to meet the remaining debt on the loan. And you could simply take a policy loan if you want and eliminate the debt. Maybe that's the right thing to do in that particular scenario. Maybe it's not. Maybe you just keep paying the minimum, continuing to capitalize the policy, which is getting more and more and more efficient every single year and throwing off tons of cash value, tons of death benefit. And eventually, you won't care because you'll see that growing cash value in your policy and you'll be like, wow, if I had just paid off the student loan, yeah, I would have paid it off 4 years ago, but now I'd have, you know, $100,000 less than I have now.
Right.
You can do both and you should do both.
Yep. So Paul, you mentioned episode 26, which is comparing a 15-year mortgage to a 30-year mortgage. I think we reviewed a little YouTube video I made several years ago on that. But episode 26 is great. Go watch that one on YouTube. Because you can kind of do the same thing with student loan debt.
It's the same. Yeah, it's very similar.
It's the same thing. We just use that as an example. And then also episode 11, using IBC to eliminate debt. Go check out those episodes if you want to dig deeper in here into this topic. But the first step, as always, is read that book that you've got over your left shoulder there. Becoming Your Own Banker by Nelson Nash, 5th edition. So read the book, listen to those episodes, and then get on our calendar. Just have a conversation with us, right? It's that easy.
Right. But only get on our calendar if you want to be more efficient with your dollars and end up wealthier than you would have been. Just by changing this one little thing, when you think about it, right?
Yes.
This simple, everyone's got some debt, whether it's a car payment, a mortgage, whatever. If you stop paying extra on that and start capitalizing a properly designed whole life policy from a mutual life insurance company, you're going to end up better off.
You will. Over the long term, it may not feel like that right away for the first few years, but trust me. I mean, I've been doing this for 15 going on 16 years. You will feel like that, guaranteed. You will feel better off because you will be better off.
You'll be better off.
Yeah.
You're going to create another asset. You know, you've got your house, you've got some private possessions, you've got a 401k, maybe an IRA, maybe a brokerage account. You've got all these assets. This is just another asset, right? Because I guess the reverse argument, Dave, would be like, well, what if I, you know, paid off the student loan early and then redirected the money towards something like, oh, I put it more in my brokerage or more in a savings account or more in a whole life policy or something. We've talked about time a lot in this podcast. When you look at like a juvenile whole life insurance policy, It takes very little relative premium to not only buy the death benefit, but to create a massive amount of wealth relative to the premium because it's done over a long duration. And that's what made Warren Buffett very, very successful, is he's been an investor since he was 10 years old or whatever, and he's 90, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's had the longest duration of time to compound money.
Yep.
This is the same idea.
The longer you can't get back.
And I do remember early in my getting advised career from a guy named Troy. He was a first command guy down in Fort Rucker, Alabama. And he showed me like what delaying this plan would do. If I delayed 1 year,
right,
40 years from now, the actual difference in the estimated account balance, keeping everything the same, the rate of return, all that stuff. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, it was a huge difference, actually. It's a huge difference.
Time is huge.
Time.
You know, and it takes time. It takes time to do anything. Anything great is going to take a lot of time. But what if, you know, you're somebody who's mid-40s and you're just about to pay it off? You just paid it off. Well, that's what we would call a windfall. Kind of like kids graduating from college or being out from under your roof. That's a windfall, baby.
Windfall.
Yeah. And you've been in the habit, if you're 45 and you've been paying the student loan off for 20 years, every month for 20 years, you're already in the habit of sending that money somewhere else.
Right.
Now, maintain that habit. Don't add that to your quality of life. You know, hey, now we got all this free money. What do we do with it? Oh, we're going to go buy a boat, you know, and replace our student loan debt with a boat debt that we have to pay every single month from now on. Like,
right.
Use that money to build wealth now and make up for lost time. And the perfect place to do that is talk to us. We can show you how to put that into, you know, we talk about windfalls all the time. And we, you know, everybody at some point in their life is gonna have a windfall in one way or another, I think. Whether that's an expense now gone and paid for, and you've got extra cash you freed up, or somebody leaves you something, or you sell a house, you sell an asset, whatever it may be. But that's the perfect time then to start a policy if you haven't already.
Yeah, absolutely. And we mention that on the podcast all the time, is when the kids leave the home, it, you know, the water bill is going to get less. The electric bill is going to go down.
Yeah.
Especially if you have, you have a bunch of women in that house, so it's with thick hair. It's, the water bill must be insane.
Yeah, I don't even know. No. Yeah.
It would really bug data.
The thing that makes it worse is that we have one of those tankless water heaters, so you never run out of hot water.
That's what we have too. Oh, it's a dream though.
So it's good for me, but it's bad because they never run out of hot water.
It is true. And I will say they're a little more expensive up front as far as the install and the cost of the actual unit, but not that much. I mean, you're spending $1,200, $1,400 now on a water heater. I think this Navien system that I've got was like, I think it's like $1,800 or $2,000 new.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
It's awesome though.
It's nice to have. Yeah. I always think, you know, most people who are at that age of paying off their student loan debt, then immediately turn around and start funding their children's student loans, their children's college education, right?
It sounds awful.
It sounds terrible, man. So like that goes back to thinking long range and planning ahead. Be proactive. Like we talked about, I think in a recent episode, of being proactive. And if you're young right now, start that now. Instead of paying yours off early, like Paul said, with extra payments every month back to the bank, capitalize your own system. So that when you do have those paid off 20 years from now, if it takes you that long, you've got a bunch of capital available to now fund your kids' college, if that's what you want to do with it. You know, 20 years from now, I don't think college will exist. I really don't. I would say, I would also highly encourage everybody to start researching AI and the advancements of AI and the jobs are going to be taken over, and ask yourself, what will the value of this college degree be in 4 years from now? I feel bad for kids just starting college right now. They're going to graduate and not have a job. Who's going to hire you when they could just hire, you know, pay a small nominal fee for an AI program that could do anything that you could possibly do much better.
Right. And quickly.
Right. Much quicker, much better. Like I've heard, you know, law firms aren't hiring young attorneys right out of law school anymore because what's the point? All they do is research cases. Well, AI could do that for me in an instant.
Amazing.
With much more accuracy and not cost me anything. The problem, though, is that 20 years from now, they won't have any attorneys in that firm, right? So the firm needs to stay alive. I don't know. It's a very interesting thought discussion. But I would advise people look into that. Why would you send your kid to college right now for engineering or accounting, bookkeeping, mathematics, whatever it may be? Those jobs will not exist by the time they graduate.
Well, I'll tell you, if you can work with your hands, and this isn't a pitch to go become a plumber or electrician or a welder or something, but you know, I see these people every day, fully employed, busy as heck.
As busy as they want to be.
Yeah. Yep. Just in this neighborhood. Right. And, you know, in Northern Virginia, we had the AC company that replaced our air conditioning. And it was this big, huge, big, huge company that probably, you know, I didn't know, research the history of it, but it was like same day, we will replace this thing. And they had capital stock, right? They had a warehouse with, we have, 3,000 BTU or whatever, you know, the right size unit to put in this house, whatever. I mean, it was a well-oiled machine. And someday, probably, the owner of that company will sell that company either to his kid, his grandkid, or to a third party for millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, right? Windfall.
Yeah.
And, you know, sail off into the sunset and go roller skating or whatever he's going to go do.
Yeah. And, you know, well, do that before the humanoids take over the plumbing industry. I think that'll be one of the last to go, probably. But, yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting thing to think about, but I think that the trades are highly undervalued. What really irritates me is the high school the kids go to, my boys go to, every year they publish grads to watch. They list like 20 grads in there. Every single one of them is going to college.
Right.
So they talk out of one side of their mouth like, oh, the trades, everybody, you know, you should do the trades. Not everybody needs to go to college, blah, blah, blah. But then when they say, hey, these are the people that are going to be successful in life, they only look at the college grads.
Yeah. You know, I went to high school with a girl who was one spot ahead of me in our like class rank. Like I think I graduated 21st in our high school class and she was 20. I was the bottom of the National Honor Society people.
Hey, you made the list.
I made the list. I got my yellow sash thing.
With zero wasted effort.
Oh, I'm going to have to bleep that out. but she wanted to be a dental hygienist. She had very nice teeth, and that's what she wanted to go do. And of course, she went to this local community college, which had a very good program. And she went, it was a 2-year program. And by age 20, she was making $40 an hour.
Yeah. Right.
Like, or whatever she was making. It was good. It was good. I remember thinking to myself, I was still in college, obviously. I was like, wow, that's good money. Like she's killing it.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about, because I want to get into, if you do have federal student loan debt, we actually have somebody in our network, a partner who is a student loan tutor, I guess you would call him. Really the people who this person works with, have federal student loans, not private, but they're federal student loans, and have a monthly payment over $150 and a total loan debt of, you know, at least $30,000 or $40,000 remaining. So if that's you, then again, contact us because we can put you in touch with this person. We don't get any kickbacks. We don't, you know, nothing. But what we want you to do, if we can get your student loan debt down to as close to zero or zero as possible, because there are programs out there that people really just don't know about and they don't know how to qualify for them, but there's programs out there, you could eliminate your monthly student loan debt. There is the interest you still have to pay down the road. It's something like, I don't know all the, you know, the ins and outs, but say 20 years down the road, the interest that would have accrued, you still owe that. That becomes imputed income. So it's basically like on your tax return, you have to show all of that interest as income that year, which means your tax bill is going to go up. But hey, as long as that $150 a month you've been putting away towards student loan debt, you now divert that into a properly designed dividend paying whole life insurance policy for the purposes of banking, you'll have more than enough capital available to pay that tax bill when it comes due down the road. So there's no reason not to check it out. If you fit that criteria, you know, $30,000-$40,000 in student loan, federal student loan debt, $150 a month minimum payment, at least, then you guys got to check this out. So contact us. We'll put you in touch with them.
Are people's payments that small if they're...
I don't know, but I mean, imagine.
My God, it'll take forever to pay that off.
Well, the banks, hey, that's a performing note that they get to resell over and over.
They love getting interest payments.
That's an investment. The interest is one thing, but the value they're creating on that note itself on the back end of banking is blowing that out of the water. They're making so much money off of your loan payments. It's great.
If only we could become our own banker.
Yeah. If only somebody would have taught us this young in life. You know, luckily you and I were relatively young when we found out about it, not as young as our kids. They're way ahead of the game. But it's not too late to start. Whether you just graduated college and you got these debts that you got to start paying, or you're 45 and you're about to pay that off, or you just paid it off, there's no wrong time to start this. There's the best time, which is 20 years ago. But there's no wrong time.
Right.
Yeah. So find our email address or our scheduling links in the show notes and schedule some time. Let's talk. Let's talk about your situation and see if there's something that can be done for you.
Right. Do not schedule time if you are up to your eyeballs in credit card debt. That's not who this is for.
Yeah. I mean, the first things first, I would send you, if you're broke and highly in debt, I would go to Dave Ramsey.
Yes.
And then once you're no longer broke, then come back to us.
Yep. Create the discipline, create the behavior first. And then once that is established, then come talk to us, because in order to practice IBC, you have to be responsible, disciplined, and have capital.
Yeah.
There's no other way to do it.
Yep. But, you know, we're sending you over there. Don't get poisoned with the whole buy term and invest the difference and whole life insurance is a scam.
Yeah, that's a slogan.
And don't get poisoned with that. But go get out of debt. Go get not broke. Read the book, Becoming Your Own Banker, and then let's talk.
Beautiful.
All right, man. Well, hey, everybody, have a wonderful December week. Good luck on your Christmas shopping and all of that. Try to enjoy the season. Try to take a little downtime. Like, I try to tell myself that. I'm like, I got to take some downtime and just enjoy it, or else it's gone.
You said you were going to take 2 weeks off. I think you should.
I'm planning to at the end of the year, the week of Christmas and then the week after. I'm going to
change your cabin air filter in your truck.
Okay. Sure. And give me something to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so don't try scheduling time with me during that time, because you won't find any available calendar time. So if you want to get me, this current week that you're listening to, this is the last week of the year to get on my calendar. So go for it. Paul may have more availability now that he's retired.
Yeah. I basically never leave this house except to go to the gym.
Yeah. I don't even leave to go to the gym. I got the gym in the basement.
Yeah, I need to get one of those. That's really nice.
Yeah.
You had to assemble that, or somebody assembled that?
No. They bring it and assemble it for you.
Okay. Because that looks like...
I would never assemble that.
That's too much.
And I'll probably just leave it with the house when I leave.
Oh, wow.
Or I could pay to have them come disassemble it and redo it, but it all depends on the next place I go. Who knows? All right.
A lot across the street from me is for sale.
All right. I'll come check it out.
It's beautiful.
All right, everybody, have a great week. Until next time, control your capital.
or somebody else will.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. If you'd like to have a conversation with us to see how you can become your own banker, or if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to tackle in a future episode, please send us an email to davidandpaul@theibcguys.com.
And subscribe and leave us a review if you're on Apple. Follow and leave us a 5-star review if you're on Spotify. And please share this with your friends. We'll see you next week.